You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. I Want My Lesbian Bars Back. That was the title of Krista Burton's New York Times op-ed in 2017. In it, she described how much she loved America's lesbian bars and how they were vanishing at an alarming rate. The numbers are bleak. In 2021, the New York Times reported that there were only 20 lesbian bars left in America, down from 206 in 1987. That's a 90% drop in roughly three decades. Those sad statistics inspired Krista to go on a cross-country pilgrimage. You can read about her journey in the book, Moby Dyke, An Obsessive Quest to Track Down the Last Remaining Lesbian Bars in America. Hi, Krista.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What a fantastic title.
Thank you.
Moby Dyke, so great. Since writing your opinion piece, I Want My Lesbian Bars Back in 2017, what's been happening with the bars? Are the numbers still the same?
Well, up until recently, up until the time I started writing my book, which was in 2021, the numbers kept dropping, and it was like you said, it was really bleak. Since the time that I have turned in and published my book, lots more lesbian bars have opened, and that is really exciting.
Well, that's wonderful. As much as Moby Dyke is a celebration of the lesbian bars that still exist, it's also tinged with a kind of sadness. In the introduction, you pay your respects to a few lesbian bars that no longer exist, including Ruby Fruit Jungle in New Orleans and Sisters in Philadelphia. You also mentioned the Lexington Club in San Francisco, which closed in 2015. I have to say that was my cousin Leela Thurkild's bar. Why were these bars so important to their respective communities?
Lesbian bars have always just been incredibly important to the queer community at large. I mean, first of all, they are definitely a gathering point for lots of queers who don't identify as cis gay men. So they provide a space for every other kind of queer, even though cis gay men are, of course, welcome at lesbian bars. They just have always been spaces where everyone is welcome. In the past, it used to be much more that lesbians specifically were welcome, but they have historically been a catch-all space for the queer community. And lesbian bars are such a relief. Let me just say that. They're such a relief as a place where you can go and feel comfortable, say, kissing your partner, holding their hand, without feeling as though there are a lot of eyes that you don't necessarily know are possibly hostile, possibly disapproving, looking at you. You can just be yourself. And these bars have always provided a space like that for a marginalized section of queer life.
In the book, in Moby Dyke, you devote each of the 20 chapters to a different lesbian bar. Why don't you pick a couple of them that you'd love to highlight and tell us about them?
I really loved The Back Door in Bloomington, Indiana. It was a huge surprise. I had no idea what to expect. I went to the best drag show I've ever been to in my entire life there. And I've been gay and going out to drag shows for 20 years. So that is really saying something. The whole feel of that bar was just very DIY, very crafty, very loving. And they had the funniest drink names. This whole staff was just incredibly welcoming and friendly. And I had such a blast. And I had no idea that this little bar was just sitting there in Bloomington, Indiana. 10 out of 10, get in your cars, worth a road trip. Let's see, there was a bar that I really loved in Dallas called Sue Ellen's. This was like a lesbian Studio 54. I have never seen anything like this, and I've been to a lot of gay bars. This was two enormous stories. I can't begin to explain how big Sue Ellen's is. It's like a city block and that has two stories. It has four separate large bars. It has a twisty slide. It has a huge dance floor. It has separate stage areas. It has like several balconies that people are hanging off of. It is huge and it is very fun.
So it's really interesting, this sort of rise in new bars that are seem to be filling the gap from ones that have closed. I know that here in LA, we had two dedicated lesbian spaces open earlier this year, the Ruby Fruit in Silver Lake and Honey's at Star Love. And there's the Sports Bra, which opened in Portland, Oregon. Are they outliers or are we correct in seeing a little resurgence?
I think we're seeing a little resurgence, and it's very exciting to me. I could not be more thrilled. Every time a new one opens, I get so many DMs from people being like, have you heard of the Sports Bra? Yes, I'm so excited. I think that we're finally at the beginning of a new rise in lesbian and queer spaces, and that's really exciting to me.
And are there new trends that we're seeing among these bars? I know that some are moving away from the phrase lesbian bar because they want to be more inclusive of trans patrons, for example.
Yeah, I would say that that's the biggest trend that I've seen is an emphasis on being as inclusive as possible, which is fantastic. I've also seen kind of a movement aesthetically away from what I consider the classic lesbian bar look, which is, you know, kind of divey, red painted walls, sticky floors, very cluttered, and moving towards, you know, very chic or modern or industrial styles, which is pretty new, I would say, for our community.
Well, thank you so much. What a great book and wonderful research.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Krista Burton, author of the book Moby Dyke, An Obsessive Quest to Track Down the Last Remaining Lesbian Bars in America. You'll find a link to it on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.